Nothing good ever comes of lusting for a hamburger so badly that you can't think of anything else. I didn't make time to eat breakfast or lunch on Tuesday. Instead, I dined on salted peanuts, an apple, a nutrition bar from my coworker Pam, and a sugar-laden fiber bar. I was really aching for something good, like a big, juicy hamburger, something I almost never get. Since I'm trying to be fiscally conservative, I decided to go to the grocery store, pick up hamburger fixins, and create some greasy bliss at home. I ran in, picked up some burger makings, got to the self-checkout, and realized I'd forgotten some things. So I took my items away, and the checkout girl had to cancel my order. I apologized, but she wasn't too pleased with me. Then I came back, checked out again, and hurriedly jammed some stuff in my purse because in Glendale, they don't give out grocery bags unless you pay for them. I tried to get a grocery cart, but they were all taken. What didn't fit in my purse, I put in the store's small basket I was carrying and walked to my car with it. I was in my J. Jill tunic and stretch pants, feeling as cute as a 60-year-old can feel while putting groceries in the bags I keep in the back of my car. The bags I would have remembered to bring in if I wasn't in hamburger deprivation mode. As I was filling them, I heard someone from behind me say, "Hi, how you doing?" And I'm thinking, hey, maybe I do look good. I half turned to see a police car behind me, and I cheerfully responded, "Fine, how are you?" Then the police officer continues with, "I noticed you got that cart with you. They don't usually let you take those out of the store. How did you do that?" Now I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy is questioning me. And I'm nonchalantly continuing to put groceries in bags in the back of my Pilot because I'm thinking of hamburgers, not jail time. I know I can just show him my receipt and he'll realize his massive error of judgment. As I fill bags, I say, "I wasn't planning on buying this much and it didn't all fit in my purse." My purse is the size of most carry-on suitcases and clearly what a thief would have. I continue, "So I just put the groceries back in the basket and brought it out." Then he says, "Well, would you mind if I take a look at your receipt?" And I brightly say, "Sure." Then, in the second it took me to respond, I realized that I don't think I remembered to grab the receipt as I left because, as you know, I had hamburger on the brain. So I got out my wallet and saw my other Vons receipt there, but not the one I needed. So I kept looking, hoping it would magically materialize. Then I started rifling through my massive black purse, realizing I'm completely screwed. This man thinks I'm a common criminal. I tried not to react, because logically, I know I'm not a thief. I just paid $47.63 for those groceries with coupons, and I went to Catholic school where I learned never to take anything that wasn't mine, not even the tiniest candy. But as I was standing there, I realized that this guy doesn't know any of this about me. To him, I look like all the other crooks he's apprehended lately who were probably rifling through their purses, pretending to look for a receipt that's not there. Then I started to feel weirdly nervous, because even though I was totally innocent, when someone is treating you like a criminal, you start to feel like one. And if this happened to me over and over again, I could see how it would really bother me. So I say, "Listen, I know you're just trying to protect me and all the other shoppers by doing this, so please, come in the store with me and I'll show you. I'm sure the girl remembers me." So the officer parks his car right behind my car so I cannot conveniently race out of the store and drive off. We head into the store together, past my favorite bank tellers and all the people I see almost every day who now probably think I'm a menace to society. We walk up to the girl running the self-checkout counter and I say, "You remember me, right?" She replies with a half-irritated, "Yeah." Only a little more interested now because she can see I'm with this cop, and this is clearly not a date. I tell her I think I left my receipt behind, and she pulls it out of the trash cans. Thank God it was there. She says my name, and I say, "Yeah, that's me." But the officer asks her again, "You remember her? She was here?" And again, the girl responds, "Yes." So I walked back out of the store with him, and my dignity was restored. I told him I understood that he was just doing his job protecting us from the lowlifes who come to steal. He said this store has been getting hit a lot lately, so they're really watching it. And you can't tell by looking at people. He said an older man driving a Lexus filled his cart with groceries and tried to steal them. We had a nice chat, then I left because I couldn't wait to get home and make that stinking hamburger, which I richly deserved by now. So I drove out of the parking lot and saw another cop driving fast, pulling into the lot I was leaving, probably to offer backup, apprehending me. When I got home and told my daughter about it, she was incredulous. More proof my life is as exciting as an olive pit. But as I was telling her, I could feel myself getting emotional over the whole thing and started to tear up. It took me back to first grade when I got smacked hard by a nun with a ruler for something that wasn't my fault. It was that complete feeling of unfairness that took hold of me and made me feel a little more compassionate. Usually I say if you're innocent, you won't find yourself in a situation where you'll be accused of something you didn't do. But clearly, those things do happen, and we hear about more and more of them every day. I can see how it could escalate. If I'd become indignant over it, or if he hadn't been so cordial, even something as simple as this could have turned into something ugly. I went on a ride-along with a couple of police officers years ago when I was a journalism student at UCLA Extension, and it was utterly eye-opening. The daily abuse that's heaped on police officers by drunks, drug addicts, and others is enough to make you sick. Cops are here to protect us, and if sometimes they have to ask us hard questions to make sure we're the good guys, then that's what they have to do. They don't know who's who. There's no niceometer out there floating over your head, so they have to be suspicious of everyone, which must be a hard way to have to go through your days. On the other hand, I also now know what it feels like to be treated like a criminal by a police officer, even though I was totally innocent. After I told my daughter the whole story, she compassionately said, "Mom, we still need stuff from the store." So my poor stomach had to wait again until I went to the store and came back. When I got there, the cops really were busting a couple there to shoplift. I went up to them afterward, and they told me their names were Officer Dan Kiang and Officer Stan Marr. They even posed for photos for this blog post, and we chatted a bit. When I left, I gave them both a hug and thanked them for what they do. I could never do it. And when I finally did sit down to eat that hamburger covered with melted cheddar, caramelized onions, lettuce, tomato, mayo, ketchup, and mustard, I honestly feel it may have been the best hamburger I've ever had.